The Bartlett Park Community Garden in St. Petersburg has been in bloom for 3 years now and counts tomatoes, black-eyed peas, and a variety of herbs among its seasonal offerings. Ashley Spaulding has a plot there and has also been helping organize the garden since last fall. She says what makes this and other community gardens special are the relationships that grow there.
It just brings people together to learn and get to know each other. It promotes positive social relationships in the neighborhood. I wouldn't have met so many people if it hadn't been from the garden.
The American Community Gardening Association estimates that there are around 18,000 such gardens across the United States and Canada. They cite several benefits for supporting community gardens in urban areas, such as cheap, nutritious food, self-reliance, and more beautiful neighborhoods. The gardens can foster a stronger sense of neighborhood pride that may lead to reduced crime and increased property value. Spaulding says the garden has also become an after-school hangout for children.
Well, during the school year, the minute anyone opened the garden shed here and turned on the generator to use the hose or opened the garden shed or they saw one of our cars, maybe five kids would automatically run over here to garden. So kids age 3 or 4 to, say, 11 are just really excited about the garden. And it's a great place. If you ask them, what do you like about the garden? They say, watering, weeding. They don't like to weed. They don't reflect deeply on what it is that draws them to the garden. But one kid said, I mean, it's something in the neighborhood. And so the kids really seem to enjoy having this as a place to go after school, hang out with each other, hang out with us, and we enjoy hanging out with them. And there's learning going on, but it's not at all formal. It's just neighborhood people coming together here.
Around Tampa Bay, Seminole Heights and Gulfport both offer gardens, and the Bayboro Garden was planted this year on the campus of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. But new gardener Ryder Wooten said his roots and his interest in sustainability brought him to the Bartlett Park Garden.
I'd say last 5-6 years of my life, I've really gotten into the green sustainability movement. I understand me individually, I don't have a major influence on the earth. My fiance and I recycle everything now, and we reduced a lot of our waste. We're just trying to lead by example in our regular lives as well as our careers.
While the Bartlett Park Garden is having a positive effect locally, Spaulding, who is also an urban anthropology researcher, says the greater community garden movement is helping to bring together the global community.
I think it's part of all kinds of other exciting things that are happening right now in terms of movements to green, various green social movements, and environmental activism, and also people concerned with food security or food insecurity and nutrition. And I think it's one of a lot of exciting things that are happening right now socially and politically. And so community gardens or growing your own food in your backyard and these school gardens, community supported agriculture, urban farms, I think that this is one part of a lot of other exciting things that are happening.
In addition to providing food and neighborhood pride, community gardens are one way to preserve green space and bring a bit of nature to the steel and concrete of the urban landscape. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Aaron Daly for WMNF News.